This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for October 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. NBAA 2009 wrapped up in Orlando yesterday. The Wichita Eagle reports attendance was down about 25%, but exhibitors say the people who stayed away must not be the ones with money because the quality of the prospects was very good. The Pilatus PC-12NG you saw on display at NBAA went home to Connecticut with a customer. Before NBAA wrapped up its 2009 show, it went around handing out money in the form of scholarships. NBA Barden Scholarship Awards totaling $5,000 went to five students. Avidyne has added infrared satellite imagery, worldwide lightning, and winds and temperatures aloft to services available on its MLX-770 two-way data link transceivers. The National Business Aviation Association and the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association say they've signed a memo of understanding to co-host light business aircraft conferences beginning next year. Innovative Solutions and Support says Cessna has been granted an STC for its AdViz flat panel display system as a retrofit in the Citation 500, 550, S550, and 560. EADS has named former NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe CEO of EADS North America. Cessna is once again recruiting Citation jet owners to help transport more than 2,000 athletes and coaches from across the U.S. to the 2010 Special Olympics USA National Games in Lincoln, Nebraska. A Delta crew managed to land a 767 on runway 27 way right, better known as Taxiway M. It happened on Monday. And an FAA employee managed to land a new motorcycle at NBAA. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll have a conversation with Jeff Burke, who's the executive director at Branson Airport, the first private commercial airport in the U.S., and we'll see how their business model's working out. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.